Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump preparing to address the nation later today. He says he'll be discussing the coronavirus outbreak during a news conference at 6 p.m. Eastern. He'll be joined by officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The president making the announcement on Twitter after earlier attacking the media for panicking the markets through their coverage of the virus. Democrats at last night's presidential primary debate in South Carolina clashed on a number of issues, but they seemed to agree when it came to gun control. Getting fired up about it was candidate Joe Biden, who said he'll take on the NRA.
And gun manufacturers, I'm going to take you on, and I'm going to beat you. I'm the only one who's done it.
Five-time tennis Grand Slam champion Maria Sharapova is retiring. The 32-year-old saying that she will miss the sport and everything that comes with it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Lawmakers in Virginia passing a bill regarding school discipline that's not sitting well with many parents. The bill would allow schools to determine whether to report certain student misdemeanors to the police. Backers say they proposed it because Virginia sends more children of color and more disabled children into the criminal justice system than any other state in the nation. Vice President Mike Pence thanking farmers in Michigan yesterday for standing strong during a trade war with China. Speaking to the Michigan Farm Bureau's Lansing Legislative Seminar, Pence said he credits the strong stand taken by farmers, as well as President Trump, for the trade victory regarding China in signing a new deal with that communist country.
Dealing with intellectual property rights and securing $40 to $50 billion in agricultural exports to China in the next 2 years. It's a start.
Pence adding the era of economic surrender to China is over, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Opera star Placido Domingo is apologizing for causing hurt to women who've accused him of sexual misconduct. He sent a statement to the LA Times saying he respects that the women finally felt comfortable enough to speak out. He resigned from the LA Opera after the allegations were made. The CEO who brought Disney to new heights is leaving that position, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Bob Iger has stepped down as CEO of Disney, a move that sent immediate shockwaves throughout the media industry that he helped shape over the last number of years. Iger's move is effective immediately. He'll stay on as executive chairman through December 2021 and continue to direct Disney's content creation, the most important role at the company. Iger was instrumental in guiding Disney through the streaming age and through its acquisition of Fox's entertainment business, a deal worth $52.4 billion when it was announced. Disney went on to acquire Pixar, Marvel, and Lucasfilm.
And a 92-year-old World War II veteran receiving medals he earned in the line of duty duty over 70 years ago. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer secured the medals and visited Navy veteran Thomas Simpson at his assisted living facility to award them to him. He had served in Japan and earned the American Campaign Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, the Honorable Service Discharge Button, and the Ruptured Duck Honorable Service Lapel Pin. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and great to have Tracy Lynn Russell here with us. Tracy, a little bit of security issues, but we got you here eventually in front of the microphone. Hey, good fun.
I know. I'm so glad to be here with you, Bill.
Well,
thank
it's,
you so
it's
much
good. I've been looking forward to your story and having the opportunity. I know you've told your story with Dr. James Dobson, who's just been a great friend over the years, and it's a powerful story that you and your husband you got divorced and remarried, and when I saw that, like I told you,
we have
something in common here, and we got divorced and remarried, so I could relate to your story.
I know. I love that we're sharing this story today, Bill, because I feel like there's so many people that need to have hope for marriages. You know, it's really hard in today's day and age. There's so many forces that are coming against the family. And yet today, I feel like our story offers your listeners hope that God can do a miracle in our marriages and in people. And we can change, we can move forward, and we can have the marriage God designed us to have with His power.
Exactly. And the thing is, it's such a struggle. I mean, it's not that it's necessarily easy. I mean,
right.
Because even Jesus said, but for the hardness of your heart, right?
Right.
And you got to get beyond that, because you think, you know, I always go back to that wedding day.
Right.
When hearts were so soft and tender, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I was one of those people that lived the wedding day moment, and then my marriage crashed. Mm-hmm. Right on the way, as I'm shaking the rice out of my veil, I looked over at my husband, and a very strange look clouded over him.
Wow.
On the wedding day. And then we boarded the honeymoon cruise, and he turned to me, and I finally got up the nerve to say, "What's wrong?" And he said, "I don't know if we should have been married." And it was after 250 guests, I had just pledged forever, and I love you, in front
yes.
of all those people, and I thought, this is not the story, God, that I was supposed to live. This is a disaster. And, you know, it just kind of progressed from there. And we ended up getting a divorce. We had a child, and I was a single mom and thinking, I cannot believe I'm in the 50%. And I know the Lord,
right.
And I'm in the 50% that are divorced, and there's no hope for me. That's what I believed at that time.
Exactly. Well, that's what you were being told and what you
right.
were living with. So what else could you do? And meanwhile, you know, you go to God as a woman of faith, and
right.
you're saying, okay, how do I make sense out of this? And of course, that's especially challenging when, you know, almost immediately.
Right, almost immediately. And what James Dobson says is marriage problems can happen on the first day of the marriage, 10 days into the marriage, or 20 years into the marriage. We never know. We're not immune as believers. We're not bulletproof. Mm-hmm. And we're humans, and we struggle. And so I read the book, Love Must Be Tough. I pulled tough love on my husband, and I said, I'm so sorry. You're going to need to leave. And believe it or not, in that moment where I offered tough love, Mark went, and we were divorced, and he went to a Bible study. Of all the things,
yeah,
Bill.
Right.
I had tried to drag that guy to 9 counselors by the time we were divorced. And sure enough, God, I just made room for the Lord to work. Mm-hmm. And he ended up going to a men's Bible study. A man shared his story, and he literally almost on the spot realized that he was wrong, mm-hmm. that there was this mountain of sin in his life that he had drug into our marriage. There was unfaithfulness involved. There was pride. There was lust. There was all this stuff that he had drug in. And through the power of Jesus Christ, he could get through that.
Right.
God could set him free from that. And men are being set free in this country every day from strongholds. And so are women.
Exactly.
And so, you know, he was really set free in that moment. Men rallied around him and started discipling him and mentoring him and saying, you can get your family back.
Exactly.
And offering him that hope. However, I got to tell you a little twist to this, Bill. I wasn't so happy with what was going on at this point when I had heard about unfaithfulness. And I was in major unforgiveness and angry. And I just thought, this is not fair, God. And so the Lord really started to work on me. And he sent me a Christian woman who discipled and mentored me. And really, I got to the point where I was like, Lord, this can't be the truth. Show me the truth and show me the lies. If this guy has changed, you know, and I really had to come into that first love relationship with God and not put a man in that position and not put someone else's behavior to determine my behavior. And God really showed me that Mark had, in fact, changed.
What a lot to deal with, though.
Right.
But how do you do that without God?
You don't. And, you know, I often tell people, you know, he went to Promise Keepers, which was so funny. Do you remember the Promise Keepers rally days in Washington, D.C.?
Very devout follower,
E-teams
and all that.
I know.
The Promise Keepers and the whole movement.
Yeah. So we were divorced. He came over to give me an alimony check. He opened his wallet before Promise Keepers, and I saw a picture of us on our wedding day. And I said, get rid of the picture. Have fun at Promise Breakers. But we're not getting back together.
Oh.
And that's it. And he said, you know what, Tracy, someday God's going to show you I've changed. And he really...
Now, where was this at, in terms of the divorce? How many years
down
the road?
We were about 9 months into the divorce.
So
we were nine months into the divorce.
So God's working on him pretty quick.
God worked on him really quick. When I got out of the way, Bill, and when I stopped the running, the retaliating, the begging, the pleading, when I got out of the way, God was able to work. And so when he went to Promise Keepers, he went up to Washington, I drove to a wedding, and would you know, on the radio, and this is why I love what you do, I could get one Christian radio station, and I was listening to this beautiful praise music and this talk about turning our back on our first love. And as believers, even though we have hardship, we can't turn our back on our first love. It's always God. And then they said, we're broadcasting live from Promise Keepers in Washington, D.C. And now we're going to go to marital reconciliation. Men, get out a picture of your wife from your wallet, because today is the day God's going to make you the husband and the father you were meant to be. And so I am sitting in the middle of nowhere in Florida, driving down the street, listening to my husband repenting in front of an entire nation. And I heard the rumbling and the roar of so many men just crying out.
How powerful is that?
Crying out to be forgiven. And I realized we're not alone. We all are sinners. We all have struggles in our marriage. There's so many men. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, we came back home and he got down on his knees and he said, Tracy, I've always wondered why I kept a picture of you in my wallet. And I said, oh my goodness, now I know too. And he said, I want you to be my wife. I want to be the husband and the father God designed me to be. You know, will you marry me again? And don't trust me, trust Christ in me. And that was 23 years ago.
Wow.
We've been remarried for 23 years, 3 more children. So we have a beautiful family of 4 kids. And I'm just here to say God can change hearts, Bill. He can change. He gives second chances and thirds and fourths. And he is so for the heart of marriages in this country.
And the thing, the way God approaches this is in its totality.
Right.
I mean, you both had to be healed.
We both had to be healed, and I want our listeners to know that.
Exactly. So it's not just about her, it's not just about him.
No.
It is the totality of it, because when you consider the institution of marriage, God established this.
Right.
And it was purposeful, and it's and like everything that God does, it's to an exact design. And when we're faithful to that design, you know, you're blessed, your children are blessed,
oh,
the legacy
goodness.
That goes forward. Yeah, I know with Dr. Dobson, he talks a lot about legacy. I mean, you think about this. I mean, this is the start. This is the building block of our communities and our society. So important. And that's why I believe our culture is so under attack right now, is because those building blocks have been compromised. I mean, the walls are broken
The walls are broken, but they can be rebuilt. And, you know, one thing I want our listeners to know, because I've had a lot of people say you have a happy ending, but I want them to know I had a holy beginning, because I was in a first love relationship with God, and then he brought back that person I was supposed to love and be married to.
Well, Tracy Lynn Russell, what a great story. You and I have to reconnect.
We have to reconnect.
Yes, reconnect without a doubt, beyond NRB, because everything here is so abbreviated and quick. But yes, we get a good idea and a blessed story from you. How can people be in touch with you?
Well, I would love to offer SaveMyMarriageStory.com. Mm-hmm. Just think of SaveMyMarriageStory.com. It's a free devotionals. It's free information, and all the Dobson links are there, and people can reach out and get in touch with me there. SaveMyMarriageStory.com.
Well, Tracy Lynn, look forward to talking to you more in the coming weeks and coming months. We're going to be in touch.
I would love that.
You got it. Tracy Lynn Russell right here with Bill Martinez Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Beer,
Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, you don't want to get me started on this French and Russian kind of thing, because the tongue twisters, I'm telling you, Rick, they can really mess you up, and it takes a lot of therapy to straighten out the tongue.
I love that open. That's fantastic.
just good fun. Why not? Look at Rick Elders just dropped in, and it's good to see you again. I mean, it's like this is getting to be an annual event here.
I guess so.
And always good fun, but we've got great news to share. I said Eldridge, forgive me, Etheridge. That is about a new movie coming up in third quarter this year, right?
That's right. Never Again.
Never Again. Good fun. Good fun, but a serious story. I say good fun because it's always fun to be doing this sort of thing. I know you enjoy what you do.
I love doing what I do, telling stories that can inspire, entertain, and this is something that will be inspirational, but also very educational and meaningful, I think.
Well, and especially in light of, we're talking about the Holocaust, Never right. Again, and that you have people that they don't even think it ever happened.
Right. It's amazing that you don't. We were there. We actually been traveling to about six different countries in making the movie. And we're following two stories. It's the story of a Holocaust survivor, 94 years old, who we take him all the way back from his home in Humene, Slovakia, all the way to Auschwitz and relive that story with him. And then we parallel that with a story of a young millennial Pakistani who grew up basically being taught to hate Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on his way to terrorist camp and read a book called The Case for Israel, which turned his head, and he said, I need to know about these people. And he literally made his own personal journey to Israel. And at the wall, his heart was changed.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. So we tell both of those stories in parallel. And the point is that the throughput of our movie is love, not hate.
Exactly. Well, for this young man, how extraordinary and blessed for him to have a moment of sobriety on your way to terrorist camp. I mean, you're fixed ideologically on, hey, that's your future. But something speaks to him.
That's right.
To say, wait a minute, there's more to the story here. And he's inquisitive enough to ask the critical questions and seek the answers.
And at the wall, as he sees the passion of these people for God, for their own religion as Jewish people, he just said, what's wrong with me? Why do I want to kill these people?
Exactly.
And God just touched him in a miraculous way. It was pretty amazing.
Wow. Well, and for the survivor, what was that like, Rick, for him to go back to Auschwitz?
Very emotional.
I got to imagine. Oh, my God.
It was. We were in areas that people don't get to see. Believe it or not, there's about 10,000 tourists a day that go see this. But we were in some buildings in the very back of the camp. One building that we walked in that was kind of like a barracks where over 300 people were living in this little room.
Just stuffed in.
Stacked four high.
Oh, my God.
Two to a bunk.
Wow.
And as we walked into this room to see his face, and he said, nothing's changed. This is exactly how as I remember it.
Oh, wow.
As a 14-year-old kid.
Wow.
Amazing.
For you, coming in after the fact, because I've heard the experiences of other people, that they can still feel the death.
Yeah. It's a sobering time. And as I say, there's a lot of people that go there, but there's also a lot of reverence, a lot of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a lot of people laughing and joking, and because the reality of what happened there as you walk through this camp, it's pretty, it just takes your breath.
Well, it's interesting because I've seen pictures. This was after, after America came in and freed Germany.
Yeah.
And one of the orders, from the leaders, from the president of Germany was, hey, we wanted everybody to go see, see these concentration camps, to really see firsthand. And, and we've spoke about this on the show, is that, But for, you know, there was like 10% of Germany were fascist. 90% of people were just saying, hey, I want to go along to get along and survive and make this through. But 10% actually, you know, created all this chaos and death and misery. But the fact that the matter, the reality is the people of Germany themselves, the citizens, had to own it. And you see them, going, you know, going into these concentrations. There's footage, actual footage of them going into these concentration camps. And it's like a Sunday walk in the park, and they're all, you know, happy and getting everything like that, and then you see them coming out, and to your point, it's like they have touched on something quite hallowed.
It's true.
And awesome.
And I think the point, too, you mentioned 10% that created this atrocity that we see. I think that should be a message to us. And in the movie, as we talk about love, not hate, acceptance, tolerance of all people, of all culture, and you know, we can really make a difference, I think. And that's part of the story, is what can I do? And we want to be able to, through the course of this movie, give people some desire and passion to express this beyond.
Right. Well, Rick, I, to your point about love, not hate, people underestimate the power of love, huh?
Amen.
I mean, because until you've really experienced true love, and we're not talking, you know, human love, it's love that comes from God. It transcends. It's so powerful, and it's a force that's, you know, is unmatched.
That's right. Well, it's a story that I hope that we're a Fathom event, October 12 and 13.
Is it 12 and 13 or 13 and 14?
I'm sorry, 13, 14.
Okay.
You're right.
All right. Okay.
And but we'll be, you know, hopefully, like we did with Four Blood Moons, which is kind of a follow-up to pack theaters all over America and really have a dynamic movement to be able to see change.
Well, 800 theaters nationwide, right. Fathom Events, October 13th, 14th. How can people be in touch with what you're doing and... you know,
they can go to neveragainthemovie.com, and there's trailers there. There's information there they can pick up about theaters in their area. They can literally scroll down and see. It'll be in every major market across the country.
I'll tell you, I cannot wait for the response and the testimonials and how lives are going to be changed as a result. I mean, to see, you know, for you to have these two stories, I mean, what a powerful idea. Whose fault was that to come up with that?
Well, Christians United for Israel actually brought the project to me. And it's funny, I had another film kind of scheduled to do this fall. And when I saw that, I said, wow, I've got to move some things around. I got to do this. And our point was we really needed to get this into the marketplace, you know, before our next election cycle.
Exactly.
And so thus the window. And we're very excited that it's come together the way it has so quickly.
Really? And that's the thing. Exactly. Very quickly. But there was a reason it needed to be, whether it's the election or maybe a whole new body of believers that are going to be touched by the truth in such a dramatic way, especially when we talk about the Holocaust, you know, never again. And we've got, sadly, we have elected officials in our government that really do not believe that the Holocaust exists. They think it's all, you know, some manufactured story.
I don't know how that could they could possibly believe that, but we hope that through these messages, people will learn, they'll understand. There is some great cultural beauty that you'll see across all of these countries that we were in, and we're very excited about the project.
Well, that's the thing that's fun, too, is that, you know, the added benefit, right, as you say, the beauty and the landscape and the cinematography. I mean, as anybody, you know, even that picks up a basic camera that goes out and gets a great shot, and you've got a great product and background to shoot to, it's really a blessing. But even more so when you're doing a movie like this,
this is great,
huh? Well, good fun. Well, you know, and as you say, with the story about this Pakistani, this young boy, you know, indoctrinated. I mean, they've been indoctrinated. There was a gal that we had interviewed here recently, and, you know, she's from Iran.
Yeah.
And she's just been indoctrinated to hate to hate the United States. And but she's very pro-American and realized because of the truth, the critical question, like this Pakistani boy, you know? getting the right answer.
That's right. Well, that's what it's about, and we're excited to be bringing this to theaters all over America.
Well, it's a Fathom event, two nights only. Save the date, okay? October 13th, 14th. Not only save the date for yourself, but for your neighbors. Right. I mean, this is one of those powerful movies, and probably I know what's going to happen is you're going to come out of the movie and say, why don't they teach this in school? Well, they don't, but you're going to have an opportunity to educate yourself in a very dramatic and powerful way. 800 theaters, a Fathom event nationwide, two nights, October 13th and 14th, 7 p.m. local time is when they'll start rolling on the big screen. Rick Etheridge, congratulations. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
All the best to you.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's three featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump preparing to address the nation later today. He says he'll be discussing the coronavirus outbreak during a news conference at 6 p.m. Eastern. He'll be joined by officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The president making the announcement on Twitter after earlier attacking the media for panicking the markets through their coverage of the virus. Democrats at last night's presidential primary debate in South Carolina clashed on a number of issues, but they seemed to agree when it came to gun control. Getting fired up about it was candidate Joe Biden, who said he'll take on the NRA.
And gun manufacturers, I'm going to take you on, and I'm going to beat you. I'm the only one who's done it.
Five-time tennis Grand Slam champion Maria Sharapova is retiring, the 32-year-old saying that she will miss the sport and everything that comes with it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
And independent we are as we come to you live from NRB 2020 in Nashville, Tennessee. Kind of hanging around with the cats, just having a good time here. It's good fun. Jeff Kinley joins us now. He's the president of Main Thing Ministries and the host of the Vintage Truth podcast, author of 32 books. 32 books? Only 32 books? Yeah, what are you? You're slacking here, buddy.
I know. I got to get busy.
And we're going to talk about his latest book, Interview with the Antichrist. His hour has come. Wow, what a topic to take on. I mean, we see a lot of the signs, and when we look at prophecy, we know by evidence. You know, I tell people often, you know, 2/3 of prophecy has already been fulfilled. You know, what are the chances that the last 1/3 that God's going to still be batting 1,000%?
That's right. Yeah, never swung and a miss.
Yeah, and here we are. You know, the signs become every day more and more evident. I mean, even before his passing, Billy Graham admitted, he said, these are the last of the last days. And I got to tell you, as much awareness of Billy Graham and having worked in one of the Crusades in Los Angeles back in the mid-80s, Dr. Graham was very reticent to say much about prophecy. Right. So for him to make that statement, I thought was quite profound.
Yeah. And even since then, I mean, 41% of Americans now believe we're living in the end times as described in the Bible. That's 77% among evangelicals. So this topic we're talking about, Bill, is very apropos. It's very relevant to where we are. People are very concerned about what's going to happen to the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. I mean, you see one world government. I mean, this whole push in globalism, I mean, they're all lined up, and this has been going on for decades, and we seem to be moving closer and closer to the things that we've been reading in the Bible, and also in terms of Revelation, Jeff, as you know, prophesy in part, and because we don't know everything, and it's almost like an onion skin experience when it's time for us to know God, you know, the Holy Spirit just pulls back that next layer, and you go, how did I miss this?
Yeah. Right? No, you're absolutely right. And the things that we see in Revelation, we're seeing the previews of those things right now. It's like a friend of mine once said, if you are in the grocery store, you hear Christmas music playing, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, something's going on.
Right.
And that's why I wrote this book, quite frankly, is I want to help bring awareness to the body of Christ about this nefarious individual called the Antichrist.
Well, and Jesus said, there's going to be Antichrist.
Right.
There's lots of examples. There's going to be lots of manifestations. But you know, the fact of the matter is, you're going to have that dynamic involved, and at that time, you will know when you are actually dealing with the Antichrist.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe the Bible says that we're going to be raptured before that time, thankfully, before that seven-year period of time. But there's so much more that Christians don't know about the Antichrist, Bill, and that's what I really unpack in the book. Is it really, most of the book is a full-on fiction novel. It's not your father's cheesy Christian novel.
Right.
This thing is dark, it's real, but it puts you behind the scenes in the Antichrist world. And then at the end of the book, I have a section called Meet the Antichrist, where I address 30 relevant questions that most Christians ask and want to know about the Antichrist. So really sort of breadcrumb trail leading up to that truth section.
Now, as you say, you wanted to lay this out for people because these were questions that people have been asking. So break it down for us.
Yeah. Well, I talk about where does the Antichrist come from? What is Antichrist even mean?
Okay, where does he come from?
Yeah. Well, the Bible tells us that he comes from, in Daniel chapter 9, it tells us that this prince that will come from those who will destroy Jerusalem. Of course, we know that happened in 70 AD from the Romans. So he's going to come from some sort of Roman ancestry. In the novel, I have him as Italian, but he may or may not be Italian. But so he rises out of the sea of the Gentiles. So Revelation 13:1, Revelation 17 tells us that. So he comes out of this humanity, but he comes on the scene during a time of great chaos to bring peace and safety to the world.
Yeah, because that's what the world is looking for, right? And here we are being preconditioned with this whole idea of socialism, right?
No, that's a great idea. Because we are being groomed for the Antichrist, globalism, no borders, one world. Even the whole climate change thing is really an attempt to bring the world together. And that's exactly what the Antichrist is going to do. Of course, the main thing he's going to do is to bring peace to the Middle East by signing a covenant with the Jewish people.
Exactly. And of course, all this is packaged in the main premise of a denial of God.
Right.
And it's also subtle. It's not just a flat out, hey, we're denying God. We have been, as we said, preconditioned. It's just been a gradual step more and more where we have denied God and basically turning our back on God. And even though you asked that question, how's that working out for you?
Yeah.
You know, maybe for a moment there might be a meditative pause.
Yeah.
But then we're back to our ways.
No, you're absolutely right. I think that's because of the deception that Satan has in the world right now. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about a grand delusion that the Antichrist is going to bring. And I think part of that delusion is lulling people to sleep, if you will, promising them something that they desperately need. Of course, we know this in our own country, and people promise hope and change.
Yeah, right.
People run after it, you know, immediately because they want it. You know, they want that change. They want that hope. Antichrist is going to do that on steroids.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, because when you consider how the world has packaged it, the influencers, the charming, you know, people, the speakers, you know, that have been used in order to present this package, all, you know, all pretty enticing. I mean, again, you know, right now we're in this presidential campaign, and you see the opposites of two coins here between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Right.
And it's not that I'm claiming Bernie Sanders is an antichrist by no means. I'm just saying, again, relative to being preconditioned,
right,
you know, we've got to think about, okay, what are we setting ourselves up for here?
It's really one of Satan's primary schemes to capitalize on people's weaknesses and on their desires and hopes and dreams, and to promise them something that eventually he doesn't fulfill that promise.
Mm-hmm.
The Antichrist is going to be the ultimate cunning artist. He's going to be the ultimate orator. I like to say he's going to have the charisma of Kennedy, the mystique of Obama, but the arrogance of Alexander the Great.
Wow.
And
mm-hmm.
coming on the scene, he's going to capitalize on that post-rapture chaos. And I think people will see in the book how that really brings you to a point of, hey, I don't want to be in this world when he's around.
Amen.
And
yeah.
talk about how to get out of that.
Right. How do we get out of it?
Yeah. Well, the way to get out of it is to simply trust in Jesus Christ as mm-hmm. your Lord and Savior. He's the ark of salvation, if you will.
Yes.
And the door right now, Bill, is standing wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to come a time where it's going to be very difficult to make that decision once the rapture happens. There'll be not a single Christian on the planet.
Imagine.
So really, the influence of the Holy Spirit through the church mm-hmm. will be taken away. There'll be a tsunami of sin to flood in its place. And, of course, the Antichrist comes on the scene to give people what they want at that time.
I'd maintain, Jeff, that, and God always works with a remnant.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of praying believers. They're on their knees praying to God. And I believe they're holding that door open right now.
Yeah.
That's what's doing that. And, of course, we don't know. I mean, even Jesus said he didn't know. Only God knows when is the time. But he also said, you observe the signs, right? Just like you said, when you go in and you're hearing Christmas music right before Thanksgiving, even now before Halloween, you know, it's telling us something.
Yeah, it is. And it's a big deal for us to have this stewardship, you with your radio show, me with being an author. Mm-hmm. These are tools that God can use to help reach a new generation. And that's why I wrote this book, to give to a non-Christian, to give to a struggling believer, and just to educate the body of Christ as a whole.
Exactly. Well, as you say, there's things that we can do, you know, to prepare. The reason that God gives us prophecy is that we not be caught by surprise, right?
Right. That's exactly right. In fact, that's what Paul says in 1 Thess 4, 2 Thess 2. He says, I don't want you to be uninformed.
Exactly.
And that's part of what's going on the body of Christ today. There's a lot of white noise, a lot of confusion, a lot of misleading, a lot of false prophets concerning the end times. So we want to give what the Bible says.
Right. Exactly. And Rick, I think because of all the options and this information age in which we live in, we really need to up our game to be discerners of the truth and the lie, because this has been what's happened. I mean, you go back even with Adolf Hitler. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about the Holocaust with another guest, and he knew that he could get people to buy into a big lie, and the bigger the better.
That's right. And that's what the Antichrist will do. It'll be a big lie for a big time, and it's going to accomplish a big purpose for Satan.
And there's something about our own humanity that leaves us vulnerable to exchange, as Romans says, the truth for a lie.
Yeah. All the way back to the garden, if you think
about it. Yes, exactly.
The original lie, the original deception, did God say?
Wow, what a powerful book, available at all the usual places.
Absolutely.
Right? We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Interview with the Antichrist, huh? Imagine. His hour has come. Jeff Kinley right here on Bill Martinez Live. Jeff, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
This report is sponsored by the American Society of Retina Specialists. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, affects 11 million people in the U.S. and is a major cause of blindness for people age 50 and older. AMD damages the center of the retina. If untreated, it can destroy central vision needed for reading, driving, and recognizing faces. February is AMD Awareness Month. Do you know about AMD risk factors, symptoms, and treatments? Here's Dr. Carl Oh of Nashville, Tennessee, the incoming president of the American Society of Retina Specialists.
Retina specialists can preserve and even improve vision in many people with age-related macular degeneration. Thanks to tremendous advances in diagnosis and treatment, people with AMD can maintain active, independent lives. If you have AMD, a family history of AMD, or recent blurred or distorted central vision, see a retina specialist to learn how to protect your vision.
Learn more at savingvision.org. That's savingvision.org.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, it must be an annual event here because Katie Miller and Josh Hink are with us. And this is, you know, the only time it seems like we get together face-to-face to talk about Sight and Sound.
Yeah, it's great to see you again. It's been a year, and you look great.
Hey, I mean, everything. Look at this, huh? What a group we are.
It is. It's always fun to see familiar faces.
The three amigos, man, back together one more time. Katie Miller is Sight and Sound's communication manager and the chief creative officer is Josh Hink, and what a history, and we want to talk about Queen Esther live on stage starting, March 14th?
March 14th,
right?
Yes.
How exciting.
We're very excited. It is a huge, spectacular, beautiful
show. Of course, the only
show.
Way that Sight and Sound, you only do huge and spectacular.
I know we always say this, and it's like, it feels like each one gets a little bit bigger than the one before, but in this case, it's really true. It's the largest set piece that we ever have produced for a show, and we're super excited for audiences to be able to truly sit inside this beautiful palace for Queen Esther.
Wow. And Josh, for you, I mean, what a palette to work with, right?
Oh, my goodness,
I mean,
yeah.
Canvas, you know, we talked about all the creativity and everything.
Yeah. Well, we have an army of people, the best team in the world, 750 full-time employees.
750?
750.
Wow.
Two theaters, two different locations, Lancaster and Branson. And the team's amazing. It took 3.5 years to produce this original stage production of Queen Esther, and it is absolutely spectacular.
Now, is she going to be in both locations?
No, we have Noah on stage in Branson.
Still in Branson, okay.
Yes.
All right.
And it's
okay.
Our 25th anniversary since we first premiered Noah.
We love
Noah. We are beyond thrilled to have it back on stage again.
Well, good fun. So, Esther in Lancaster.
That's correct, yep. 3 more weeks of rehearsals. They're getting into dress rehearsals this week, and that's always an exciting time.
I bet.
And all the moving parts coming together.
And speaking of dress rehearsals, I think our costume department had way, way too much fun with the show.
Really?
It was one of the first times that they were just let loose on, like, beautiful, spectacularly colorful, sparkly costumes, and they delivered in a big way.
Now, when you say 750, does that include talent as well?
It does, yeah. We have approximately 45 professional actors in both locations simultaneously.
Yeah, but, you know, you think about this, Katie, that what a great opportunity for these actors to have a stage like this to perform on. I mean, to perfect their craft. I mean, what a blessing.
It is, and for, you know, our teams are all united with us, passionate about our mission, excited to be able to bring the individual gifts and talents that they have to present the gospel in this way. And so for our unbelievable team and the cast and crew, there's not many opportunities that you have to be in that industry in a way that's presenting the gospel. And so the marriage of the two together is such a special thing.
Yeah. Well, and a great story with Queen Esther, huh?
It is. And, you know, I have 3 daughters. And for them to see a heroine of faith up on that stage really depicting what true beauty is, you know what I mean? What does it mean to be beautiful? I can't wait for my daughters to see this. I can't wait for the world to see this. This is a story that is celebrated every year within the Jewish community, and it has so much relevance to today and courage and boldness.
Katie, the message of Queen Esther.
One of the things that I think is so remarkable about this story is God choosing continually the most unlikely of people, a poor orphaned Jewish girl in a non-Jewish city, to save the people, save his people.
Yes.
And so to watch her quiet but strong and bold faith and her belief that God was taking her down a path that was going to change the world is just completely remarkable. She has this ability to be still in the midst of this complete chaos that is and turmoil that is surrounding her and trust that no matter what the outcome, God is for her, God is for her people, and she can move forward in faith and courage in that trust.
Wow, what a powerful message, Josh, you know, and how that's going to come, like you say, for your daughters and other people who are going to be bringing their daughters to Sight and Sound's presentation of Queen Esther.
It's our passion, you know, to take people back in time. These Bible stories are as relevant today as they've ever been. We're excited about also getting the Jesus show that we produced and premiered 2018 up on the big screen.
Yes.
And that also premieres in March, or in April,
April. April 7th, 9th, and 11th.
Yep, with Fathom Events. Yep, JesusEvent.com. And to see the shows that are on a 300-foot wraparound stage translated onto the big screen for us has been seamless because our shows are so cinematic in nature already. And so I cannot wait for the world. Over 800 theaters nationwide are going to see Jesus and Fathom coming up in April. It's so exciting, right before Easter.
Now, is this the third or fourth?
This is our fourth Fathom
cinematic
event.
Fathom.
Yeah.
How exciting. Because I remember we were talking about the first one.
Yeah.
And now here we are to number 4, and something as magnificent as Jesus and, you know, just in time for the season. Right?
It's been a great relationship with Fathom. This is, like we said, our fourth time around, and it just continues to grow in momentum and energy, and people are starting to understand what Fathom is.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they connect a brand like Sight and Sound with this growing, awesome brand like Fathom, it's becoming an event, and people are coming. And our theaters back home are sold out already.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
So we're excited about it.
Well, and I got to imagine, Katie, that Fathom, I mean, this is a quality production. I mean, this, you know, whenever you're putting on events like this, you want to be associated with something of quality, and you've been a consistent performer for them.
Yeah. Our hope is to do justice with these stories. The stories that we do, no matter what they are epic, they're huge, and we can't take credit for them. They've been changing lives for thousands of years.
Right.
We just get the opportunity to tell them.
Yeah.
And so for us, doing it with excellence, doing it in a way that audiences connect to the stories, they can connect and relate to the characters is what gets us out of bed every day.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Josh, the story of Jesus, give our audience a summary.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I had the honor of producing and directing that show, and I'm remember.
So it's all your fault.
It's all my fault. Yeah. Well, like I said.
Did I say that out loud? Maybe you channeled me, Katie. Yeah. No, it's all right.
I'll tell you, I say that humbly because, you know, when you start day one on a production on Jesus, it's one of the most humbling experiences that you could ever go through. And I just remember just seeking the Lord. There could be a billion different directions we go with this story. And the word rescue just kept coming up. Rescue, rescue, rescue. And so we feel like we've created, you know, the greatest rescue story of all time because it is our rescue story. Mm-hmm. And that theme is what finds its way all the way through that production. And it has been received so well. 1.5 million people have already seen the Jesus production live on stage. And so to now have it up on the big screen and having produced it very cinematically anyway, it really pops. In fact, I talked to one of my friends, one of my colleagues actually, who said, you know, I hate to say this, but I think I actually like it up on that screen better.
Wow.
And so that's a big statement because we're talking about an immersive 300-foot wraparound stage. But that was quite a compliment just to hear that from an internal person.
Katie, you know, Josh just referred to, you know, prayer. And this is the other, you know, undergirding important aspect of Sight and Sound is that this is all bathed in prayer.
Every moment of every day.
I mean, some of it desperation. I get that. How are we going to do? Don't worry. It'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
Hanging on to Jesus' garment all the way.
Uh-huh.
But we're not doing any of this of ourselves or for ourselves. At the end of the day, it is His, and we have the opportunity and the humble ability to honor what He's asked us to do, to hopefully continue to take it forward. Mm-hmm. And we care so passionately, not just about what we're doing, but about every single person that comes through our doors. And so we're praying for our guests on a regular basis, both just as an internal team, but then also at the end of our shows, offering the opportunity. If you just experience this, you want to talk to somebody, you want to pray with somebody, we're here. Come talk to us. We'd love to meet you. And it is so genuine. Like, that's why we're doing what we're doing every single day.
Exactly. And for you, and, you know, this has been a legacy in your family. I mean, you know, through generations, and to see this, I got to imagine your grandparents have just got to just be totally blown away.
Yeah, they are. I think one of the things that has been so special over the last couple of years, we started with multimedia. We started with screens, and my grandfather using slideshows to project his photography and artwork in churches and civic organizations and things like that. So to start at that very humble place and now come all the way around where these huge spectacular shows are in movie theaters all across the country, it was a little bit of a full circle moment, I think, for him and for us as a family that has just been really special to watch unfold throughout the last couple of years.
Yeah, Josh, I mean, you know, here we got sets. I mean, the amount of people that are employed now and, you know, by the grace of God, I mean, just amazing. And then, of course, when you have that kind of talent and the amount of ideas that come along with that.
Yeah, well, and that visionary, entrepreneurial, pioneering spirit that Glenn and Shirley birthed in 1976 with Sight and Sound continues strong. You know, we're being as innovative as we can, not just to be innovative, but, you know, we do it in a way that emphasizes the ministry that we're part of. What can we do, that what's out there technology-wise, you know, what's out there in the arts that can really magnify and emphasize these already life-changing stories?
Exactly.
I have a funny little story if I can share this quick. You know, Glenn Eshelman, the founder and original producer of Sight and Sound, started with slideshows, is what Katie just referred to. And one of my favorite days of my 25 years at Sight and Sound was the day that the 100-foot by 3-story high LED screen was installed for the Jesus show. And I called Glenn on the phone and I said, Glenn, I said, I want you to come to the theater. And so he came into the theater and I had him close his eyes and I walked him in and I walked him down to the apron of the theater and I said, now open them. And he just couldn't believe what he was seeing, from slide projectors touring the nation to the world's largest flying LED screen.
Wow.
And it wasn't one of those moments of ego or pride. It was one of those moments of, man, look what the Lord has done with this place.
Yeah. That's overwhelming, Katie. I mean, that's I got to imagine that would be rather emotional.
I mean, to see
that your baby idea that God had given you years ago is now being produced like this.
Yeah, and I think an ongoing recognition that it continues to be his. Yes. And we just have the opportunity to steward it to the best of our abilities.
Well, his heart was always to the glory of God, right? Yes. I mean, this is really what this is all about. And you see, I mean, like you say, you know, both you and Josh and what you're sharing about the team, is it's about giving God all the glory.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when we produce these shows, one of the things we do is just try to stay out of the way.
Amen.
Of what the story's already done.
10 seconds left. More information, where they can go.
JesusEvents.com.
And Sight-Sound.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com. If you